and welcome to Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Page Turn is the monthly podcast bringing you information about great books, library news, and fun library tidbits from your favorite programs, as well as a Spanish language book review from Victor. But as always, we start with Reader's Advisory. We are stuck, stymied, frustrated, but it needn't be this way. There is a formula for success that's been followed by the icons of history. From J.D. Rockefeller to Amelia Earhart to Ulysses S. Grant to Steve Jobs. A formula that let them turn obstacles into opportunities. Faced with impossible situations, they found the astonishing triumphs we all seek. These men and women were not exceptionally brilliant, lucky, or gifted. Their success came from timeless philosophical principles laid down by a Roman emperor who struggled to articulate a method for excellence in any and all situations. This book reveals that formula for the first time and shows us how we can turn our own adversity into advantage. Today's Reader's Advisory is The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. The Obstacle is the Way is part treatise on Stoicism and part self-help motivational book. This is a short, easy-to-read book that uses real-life examples to help modern readers overcome difficulties. Readers may also enjoy The Art of Living by Epicetus. Epicetus was born into slavery about 55 CE in the eastern outreaches of the Roman Empire. Sold as a child and crippled from the beatings of his master, Epicetus was eventually freed, rising from his humble roots to establish an influential school of Stoic philosophy. Stressing that human beings cannot control life, only how they respond to it, Epicetus dedicated his life to outlining the simple way to happiness, fulfillment, and tranquility, by putting into practice the 93 witty, wise, and razor-sharp instructions that make up the art of living, readers learn to successfully meet the challenges of everyday life and face life's inevitable losses and disappointments with grace. Epicetus' teachings rank among the greatest wisdom texts of human civilization. Sharon LaBelle presents this esteemed philosopher's invaluable insights for the first time in a splendidly down-to-earth rendition. The result is the West's first and best primer for living the best possible life, as helpful in the 21st century as it was in the first. Or, Slow, Simple Living for a Frantic World by Brooke McAllery. Are you constantly striving to keep up with life's busy expectations? It's easy to feel consumed with the desire to succeed and acquire, and miss the simple opportunities waiting for you to slow down. A walk in the forest, shared laughter with family, a personal moment of gratitude. Once upon a time, it became clear to Brooke McAllery that the key to happiness was discovering a simpler, more fulfilling existence. She put the brakes on her stressful path and reorganized her life to live outside the status quo, emphasizing depth, connection, and meaningful experiences. Alongside Brooke's affirming personal stories of breaking down and rising up, Slow provides practical advice and fascinating insights into the benefits and challenges of the slow life, such as decluttering to de-owning, messiness to mindfulness, asking why to asking where to now. Slow is an inspirational guide on creating a life filled with the things that really matter, and is meant for anyone seeking peace, meaning, and joy in their otherwise rapid lives. Slowly, of course. Or, Uncertainty, Turning Fear and Doubt into Fuel for Brilliance by Jonathan Fields. Jonathan Fields knows the risks and potential power of uncertainty. He gave up a six-figure income as a lawyer to make $12 an hour as a personal trainer. Then, married with a three-month-old baby, he signed a lease to launch a yoga center in the heart of New York City. the day before 9/11. But he survived, and along the way, he developed a fresh approach to transforming uncertainty, risk of loss, and exposure to judgment into catalysts for innovation, creation, and achievement. Properly understood and harnessed, fear and uncertainty can become fuel for creative genius rather than sources of pain, anxiety, and suffering. In business, art, and life, creating on a world-class level demands both action and leaps of faith in the face of great uncertainty. But that uncertainty can lead to fear, anxiety, paralysis, and destruction. It can gut creativity and stifle innovation. It can keep you from taking the risks necessary to do great work and craft a deeply rewarding life. It can bring companies that rely on innovation grinding to a halt. That is, unless you know how to use it to your advantage. Fields draws on leading-edge technology, cognitive science, and ancient awareness-focusing techniques in a fresh, practical, non-dogmatic way. His approach enables creativity and productivity on an entirely different level and can turn the once torturous journey into a more enjoyable quest. Fields will reveal how to make changes to your workflow that unlock buried creative potential, build creation hives, supportive groups that can supercharge and humanize the process, tap social technology and user co-creation to add clarity, certainty, and sanity, even when you're an artist or solo creator. Develop a set of personal practices and mindset shifts that let you not just tolerate, but invite and even amplify uncertainty as a catalyst for genius. Bonus segment! My personal favorite Goodreads list, The Obstacle is the Way is On, is a list of every self-help book ever. Happy reading, everyone. Today's library tidbit comes to us from the Idea Lab and is about the process of spherification. Spherification is a molecular gastronomy process that uses alginic acid and calcium lactate to shape liquids into squishy but solid spheres. Sort of the texture of boba pearls. Alginate acid, or sodium alginate, is a substance that is derived from brown seaweed. Calcium lactate is a type of salt. The reaction of these two chemicals forms a tough but tasteless gel membrane around a liquid. This works because when the sodium alginate is combined with the calcium lactate causes the long-chain carbohydrates in the sodium alginate to connect to each other. Without the calcium lactate, the sodium alginate only wants to bond with a singular other sodium alginate, with the calcium lactate instead of bonding end over end and creating long chains only. The sodium alginate also sticks to each other sideways, so to speak, and forms a 3D matrix. This is a very simplified way of describing the chemical reaction that happens. Before any reaction can happen, the sodium alginate needs to be dissolved completely into liquid with zero lumps and hydrated in that liquid. This sounds simple, but there are a few pitfalls that can happen. If the liquid is too warm when the sodium alginate is added to it, its natural thickening properties will be activated and it won't disperse properly. Therefore, it is always recommended to use cold liquids when dissolving the sodium alginate. You also want to leave the solution to sit for a few minutes to allow all the molecules to become fully hydrated and to remove all the bubbles. In addition to being cold, you also want to make sure the liquid you are trying to spherify is above a pH of 3.6. You can check the pH by using cheap litmus paper if you think there might be a problem. If needed, you can raise the pH by adding an alkaline ingredient. Just remember to pick one that doesn't change the overall flavor of the liquid. You also want to be careful about having too much calcium in either the liquid you are spherifying or in the water bath. Too much calcium will cause the sodium alginate to gel prematurely. However, in today's experiment, we will be creating edible water bottles, so neither of these things should be a problem. If you decide to create bubbles out of a different liquid, remember to store them in the liquid you filled them in. The shell is solid enough to keep liquids from leaking out into your hand for a while, but it is permeable to liquids, So if you stored flavored spheres in plain water, the water would eventually dilute the flavor of the spheres. The experiment we are going to do today is basic spherification. The other way to create these balls is called reverse spherification. This is used whenever you are making spheres with alcohol or milk or yogurt. With reverse spherification, you place the liquid into the sodium alginate solution instead of the reverse. So to create an edible water bottle, you will need 1 gram of sodium alginate, 5 grams of food-grade calcium lactate, 1 cup of drinking water, a bowl with 4 cups of water, and another bowl filled with water to rinse the water bottles in after they form. You will also need a blender, slotted spoon, and a deep spoon. Begin by dissolving the gram of sodium alginate in the cup of water using a blender. Once it is blended, set it aside and let it sit to get rid of any air bubbles formed during blending and to let the molecules hydrate fully. While this is sitting, mix the 5 grams of calcium lactate to the 4 grams of water with a spoon. Using the deep spoon, scoop up some of the sodium alginate mixture and carefully place it in the calcium lactate bath. Repeat until the sodium alginate mixture is gone, being careful not to crowd the bath. Stir the sodium alginate bubbles carefully for 3 minutes. At the end of the 3 minutes, remove the bubbles with a slotted spoon and transfer them to the plain water bath. This will stop the reaction. The longer the reaction goes, the tougher and thicker the membrane. Once the bubbles have been rinsed, congrats! You've created edible water bottles. The whole thing can be eaten and enjoyed. Both sodium alginate and calcium lactate are fairly easy to find online. You can also find them together in spherification kits. If you want to make tiny caviar-sized balls, you will also need to pick up a dropper or a syringe. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy el bibliotecario de compromiso con la comunidad aquí en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. En este segmento les voy a hablar sobre un libro que tenemos en la colección en español. Es un título de ficción que se titula La esposa entre nosotros por Greer Hendricks y Sarah Pickman. Vanessa, de 30 años, se ha divorciado recientemente de su adinerado marido y completamente abatida no se ve capaz de levantarse de la cama en el apartado de su tía en Nueva York. No tiene hijos, no tiene dinero, ni tampoco amigos verdaderos. Richard, su carismático esposo, era su vida entera. Cuando se entera que planeaba casarse con la mujer con quien tuvo una aventura, su mundo se hizo trizas. Se imagina a Richard susurrándole las mismas cosas que le solía decir a ella. Voy a hacerte feliz, tú eres mi mundo. Solo puede pensar que su reemplazo ahora tiene la familia que ella quiere tan desesperadamente. A medida que crece su obsesión, Vanessa comienza a seguir el rastro de la mujer joven y hermosa que intervino en su matrimonio, acechándola y esperando el momento. Opinión. Como pudieron deducir de la sinopsis, nuestra protagonista, Vanessa, se encuentra en una situación difícil, al haberse divorciado de Richard, el cual la mantenía económicamente. Durante su matrimonio, Vanessa no trabajó y ahora se enfrenta a la situación de vivir con su tía Charlotte, trabajar en unos almacenes de firmas de ropa y enfrentarse a sus fantasmas del pasado. Vanessa esconde secretos de cuando vivía en Florida, habiéndose ocultado a su esposo, lo que hizo que pusiera en juego su relación. Pero como siempre, nada es lo que parece, y a esto se unen ciertas situaciones que son las que van dando giros a la historia, y que nos irán revelando la verdad sobre nuestros protagonistas. Tras enterarse de que su marido va a contraer matrimonio con la que fue su amante, Emma, Vanessa se obsesionará de manera incesante, que la llevará a perseguirlos y entrometerse en su relación. Contaremos con otros personajes como Maureen, la hermana de Richard. Todos y cada uno de los personajes te sorprenderán, ya que todos tienen algo que ocultar. Esta novela está dividida en 3 partes, y en cada una de ellas se va desgarrando las características de los personajes, haciéndote dudar sobre la verdad de cada uno de ellos, lo que genera una gran intriga. La historia te irá sorprendiendo a medida que vayas pasando las páginas y te irá mezclando el presente con el pasado, para explicar el porqué del todo lo que ocurre. Todo ello va enlazado de una manera espectacular, quedando una historia perfectamente hilada y cuyo desenlace inesperado le pondrá un punto final de 10 a la novela. Narrado de una manera minuciosa e intrigante, te atrapará de la primera página y te generará una gran adicción por la lectura, al querer saber las respuestas que envuelven a todos los misterios que rodean la historia. La verdad es que me encantan los thrillers psicológicos, donde nada es lo que parece, donde todo se ve enredado y poco a poco se va deshilando la verdad. Sin duda alguna, es una novela que recomiendo leer. Es todo por hoy. Hasta la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Hasta luego.
Thanks, Victor, for another great book review. Remember, if you happen to not know Spanish, check out the English language translation in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here are some upcoming library events to keep track of. April 1st, Gmail for Beginners at 3 p.m. in the Computer Lab. April 2nd, Celebrate the 20s at 4 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. Registration is required. April 6th, Get Your Groove On, Freegal Music at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room C. April 7th, Census Non-Population Schedules at 10 a.m. in the Local History Room. April 9th, Backup and Computer Data Protection at 1 p.m. in the Local History Room. April 13th, Paint Like a Modernist at 6 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. Registration is required. April 14th, Android Phone for Beginners 2 at 3 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. April 16th, Spring into Crafts, Make Paper Roses and Iris Frames at 10:30 a.m. in Jenkins Room A. April 18th, From Slavery to DNA, Dealing with the Challenges of African American Genealogy at 11 a.m. in Jenkins Room C. April 20th, Make Granola Bars at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. Registration is required. April 22nd, Beginning Excel 2013 at 3 p.m. in the Computer Lab. April 23rd, Color Your Reality, Experience Augmented Reality at 4 p.m. in the Idea Lab. Registration is required. April 27th, Fused Glass Pendant Making at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. Registration is required. April 28th, Managing Food Waste at 6:30 p.m. in Jenkins Room B. April 29th, Sew Your Own Baby Yoda at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room B. Registration is required. April 30th, Sew a Phone Charging Station at 3 p.m. in Jenkins Room B. Registration is required. Have a great month, everyone. We hope to talk to you again soon. Epicena, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, and it comes up all the time. Super fun. Definitely not embarrassing myself. Nope. Epicena's deck. It's the chips, I tell you.